Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Jess, we've been talking about a guest coming into the studio all afternoon long, and
oh, yeah.
They're finally here.
It's been a very busy afternoon already, yep. Tim, but Trent Sullivan, or yep. should I say the Honourable
Trent Sullivan.
Trent Sullivan,
Mayor of Geelong. Good afternoon, Trent.
Good afternoon, Tim and Jess. Thanks for having me on. This is quite the honour itself.
I'm not so sure,
I mean,
Trent.
The unofficial Mayor of Geelong usually sits at that microphone, Cameron Ling.
Right here.
Yes.
The man whose shadow I'm constantly in.
Yes, yeah, that one.
I'm absolutely honoured and twice fold.
Do you have, because I know Lingy doesn't have actual mayoral robes, but do you have, I've seen in some photos that you actually do have quite the get-up for official, say, Australian citizenship ceremonies?
Look, the city does have official mayoral robes and chains, which I do...
Chains
as well. They've got the bling, which I do get to wear. I normally do it when we have new citizens come in.
Of course, yeah.
I give them the final oath of commitment, and it's a spectacular occasion, so it adds a bit of flair to things like that.
Right.
Which
people is that why you become the mayor, just to get the chains?
We actually have a friend, Trent, who recently has become an Australian mm-hmm. citizen. And one of his big takeaways, he's like, wow, the mayor's really young in Geelong. He was very happy. He thought that you were a young and engaging mayor that was ready to go about and do stuff. So he's very happy to become a citizen, not only of Australia, but of Geelong.
Well, I'm very glad that even being over 30, I can still get pretty young. So that's fantastic. Thank you. I'll take that one home.
Now, Trent, the reason we've got you in here is Jess and I have been, we've had an idea. Because today is a very special day. It happens only once every 4 years. It's a leap year.
It's so our little extra day, a little bonus.
February 29th. It only happens once every 4 years. So when it comes to council events, is a leap year, does that affect how the local government works? We've always been super curious.
Well, has that affected us to date? I mean, everyone has an extra day in the calendar. So really, we sort of treat it as a bit of a normal day thus far.
Okay.
A bit of a not me.
Well, I think we want to change it up, Jess.
Mm-hmm.
So
we have a proposition. I don't know if you're allowed to do anything.
But it's who you could speak to afterwards.
That's so true.
Okay, here we go. Pulling some strings, are we?
Being February 29th only comes around once every 4 years. Why don't we treat it as a little bonus freebie day where we get a public holiday to just enjoy the extra day?
Yeah, because...
Instead of having just an extra normal day... We have an extra day off once every 4 years.
Make it a bit special.
Because one common thing that could have happened today already or might be happening tonight, it's a very common day for stereotypically females to propose to mm-hmm. their male partners. Imagine if we freed up the entire day once every 4 years.
Us ladies need a lot of time to plan.
Yeah, imagine. Yeah, because obviously the next 29th of February is not going to be until 2028. So we've got time to kind of get there. If you wanted to create a public holiday for Geelong, what would the steps be from you going all the way up?
Well, that's very interesting, the notion of a public holiday on the 29th of February, because that only comes around every 4 years, so it gives you a little bit of time to forget about it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be sort of every 4 years, it's like putting your old coat on and find a bit of money in the pocket. Yeah. Oh, hang on, here we go, bit of a public holiday.
It would be amazing.
Right.
It would be. Well, first of all, so public holidays, the state is really in control of that, so it'd be something I'd have to have a conversation with my state counterparts in and take that all the way up to the
right.
Premier,
yeah.
Who I think might be coming down to Geelong soon, actually.
Okay.
So maybe some opportunities for these conversations.
Do you get to hang out with the Premier, or is it us trying to hang out with Tom from breakfast? We knock on his door and he's like, get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
When we say we hang out, we try to have productive business meetings. You go up there with a purpose.
It's important.
These conversations can happen. So if there's enough of a groundswell, if some of your listeners are really behind this, you could probably get a bit of a ball rolling, maybe see what happens.
Because we know that business owners sometimes, whenever public holidays are introduced, the most recent one being the AFL Grand Final public holiday, a lot of people go, do we need another one? It affects me. It affects my bottom line. If it's once every 4 years, that bottom line's only a quarter long.
And when we have the public holiday for Geelong Cup, could we not just do the 29th of Feb on... just in Geelong?
I'm just hearing the most highly political conversations.
Yes, of course.
Right now. Yeah. Very, very, very strong points.
This is why Tim and I aren't in politics.
looking forward to when you open your meeting with the Premier with this, and then probably, some other local government things. But Trent Sullivan, you did not have to come into the studio today to discuss this.
Thank you so much for sharing your extra day with us.
Yes.
It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm already starting with a special day already.
Okay, we'll see you in 4 years when we pitch this all over again. So, Geelong, Trent Sullivan, thanks for coming in. It's KROQ 955.
This is Tim and Jess.
Every single week, what we like to do is allow space, an open space,
mm-hmm.
to fight, to disagree.
We really bottle up all of our emotions for the rest of the week, Tim, and then once a week we let it all out. We open that can of worms.
Let's. There they go.
Tim and Jess. You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session. Sorry about that.
What sound do it? Does a worm make? Blah, 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 blah.
It was a heap of worms. It was a can of worms.
Exploding everywhere.
The way this works is we'll show you what we're disagreeing about, whether it's been sent in or Jess and I are genuinely just having a bit of a moment.
We just want you to imagine a PowerPoint presentation from both sides, and then you give us a call on 52232955. And the first person to call through is our judge. They have the final say.
It has to do with bin night.
Yeah.
Or bin morning. Even though, like, it's bin night, and it's so confusing because you go, oh, what's my bin? Like, my bin, I go, my bin day is Monday, but it isn't. It's Tuesday. Tuesday.
Sure.
But
see, my bin day is Wednesday, but it's not. It's Thursday.
It's Thursday. And Jess, you have a knack. You just have a knack. So we've been working together, what, coming up on 8 years?
Yep.
Coming up on 8 years. For every year that I've known you, you have had one consistency when it comes to taking out your bins and bringing them in.
Three, four, five.
What's the consistency?
The last 5 years, I've had my bin taken out for me from someone else.
Like, not your fiancé or
no. Like no. My bin, either my bins come in or they come out, but some places it was both ways.
So your neighbours would take your bins in for
you? Yeah. Yep.
Why do you think that is?
Because I'm lovable.
If I live next to you, I see what the issue is that I currently, someone on my street, they're a bin full.
Yeah.
And they'll just leave their bins out until Friday. They just won't bring them in the day after. So you're meant to bring it in on the Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
And I said
maybe that's why my neighbor brings it over, because I wouldn't remember to bring it in. And so he just probably doesn't like it that it's out front of the house and just brings it in for me. And I've gone, that's lovely.
And you just keep,
thanks.
You just keep letting it happen.
Yeah.
So do you take them out, or at the moment it's...
Tim.
You don't take them out?
You know that it's my fiancé doing it.
Oh, no. So, but someone from your household takes the bins out.
No, I said to Akshay, I said, it's your job. It's the boy's job.
Oh, right.
Bins are for the boys.
Okay. But you said, if your fiancé was away for work,
bins just probably wouldn't go out.
And if your next door neighbour miraculously disappeared into thin air, whew, they would stay out.
They would probably stay out, yeah.
How long would you leave them out? Or would you just leave them out?
Till next week. Until I need to put something in the bin, then I go, oh, damn, it's out front again.
It's out front again. 52232955 in the courtroom of Tim and Jess today. Do you have to bring your bins in the day they're emptied? So, Jess, when your bin gets collected on Thursday morning in Bell Post Hill, is that where you live?
No.
Oh! Where do
At
you
least
live?
You said a suburb.
Where do you live?
Bell Park, mate.
Oh, I'll
usually
get it one
you
day.
Say Bell Park Hill, so
there is a line in between Bell Post and Bell Park Hill.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not it. They shouldn't be so close. I keep coming back to they shouldn't be so close. But what I am saying is that you're a dog.
Okay, fair enough.
I know how to say that as much. 5-2.
Is that what Separation Street is? Does it separate Bell Post Hill?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
52232955. You be the judge. Do you have to bring your bins in the day that they are empty?
Caleb from Thompson is our judge today. Notoriously, this doesn't usually go well for you, Tim.
Good afternoon, Your Honour.
Good afternoon, guys.
Now, Caleb, this is a very serious role. You understand that. I'm pretty sure you've been the judge on some previous arguments of ours.
Definitely have. Okay. I think I've been against you most of the time.
Yeah, look, I didn't want to bring it up, but I'm glad you did. Why? What's the go?
That's not what we're talking about, Tim. No. We're talking bins. Caleb, what night's your bin night, mate?
Bin night's Monday for Tuesday.
Yes,
that's my situation. I like a Monday night. Where I used to live like 6 months ago, that was the same. So I didn't have to change bin night.
Oh, nice.
I really thought it was going to ruffle my feathers.
Yeah.
But my feathers,
thank God,
unruffled. But if I move to Bell Park,
Yes, well done.
Where you live, Jess, yep. Then I would have had to change it and I probably would have moved back away from Bell Park. But Caleb, enough tomfoolery. When it comes to, do you have to bring your bins in the day they're collected? Tell us. What are your thoughts?
Well, I do believe you kind of have to. I think I'm on your side, Tim, with this, that Jess may be just a little bit lazy on bringing them out.
Wow, Caleb. I thought we were friends.
I mean, I can't believe you're shocked that you're being called maybe lazy. Like, you won't even accept the smallest version of lazy compared to
I'm
your
not lazy. Delicate.
You haven't taken your bins in over 5 years.
Probably longer than that. That's
it's,
been
I think it's eight. I genuinely think it's eight. Caleb, if you live next to Jess, would you be so frustrated with her, though? Do you think you'd be part of the problem and end up taking her bins in for her?
Oh, I'd probably do it once and then leave it.
Yeah.
Like, you drive past them. I don't understand. Like you see them on the way in.
And then, like, by the time I get to the front door, I've forgotten, Caleb. You know what? I've got the memory of a goldfish.
Caleb, just for context.
I wasn't saying that one.
what, for context as well, Jess will not get mail out of her mailbox because it mustn't be that important if it's coming in the mail.
Sometimes.
Is that a boy job as well?
That is a boy job, Caleb. You're correct. Sometimes there's a spider guarding the mailbox and I don't want to get involved.
Or is the rule is if someone opens the bill, they have to pay it?
That is a good rule, Caleb. That is a good rule.
Even though it is, I'm pretty sure, already law, or the council says you have to do it. But now it is official because it's been your verdict. When it comes to bring the bins in the day they get collected, I'm going to hand you the gavel. Obviously, yep. Your verdict. It's final, Caleb.
The verdict is that they have to be bought in.
Yep, Caleb. It's nice to see what our friendship could look like, but I know that this is probably just a glitch.
I'm sure you'll be disagreeing with Tim in no time.
You know what it is, Caleb? It's the leap day.
Never. Yeah.
It's the leap day
it's a new year.
Once every 4 years, Caleb from Thompson can agree with you, Tim.
I'll take it. Tim and Jess, the podcast. Normally, Will from the newsroom kicks the door down, gives us double birds and tells us, hey, I'm about to do my segment. But instead, Jess, the lovely Beck from the newsroom has sworn.
She's chasséed in here, Tim.
Chasséed in. Beck, good afternoon.
Chassé away. That's all glitch.
Now, Beck, we appreciate you helping us out with Will not being here today, but you are going to test our news knowledge. Are you excited?
I am. Okay. I am. Let's do this.
I think this might be the first time you've been on the Tim and Jess show. Am I wrong?
Well, normally you do early mornings. So,
yeah, I know. We've swapped shifts and I've just confused everybody,
I think. This is so exciting.
That's all right.
Let's
get into it.
Let's go.
Metricon, award-winning display home at Jen Finesford Display Village. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Beck from the newsroom is going to bring us three news stories, Tim. She's going to leave out some key elements. It's our job to fill in the blanks.
Are we ready to go?
Let's do this.
I need to win.
Right. So the first one, the federal government has roped in influencers and sports people. It's part of a campaign, but to discourage what in teenagers?
Vaping?
Yes.
Vaping is bad.
Vaping is bad, Tim.
Yeah, so they've got the likes of Elise Perry, Sam Fricker, the influencer Ella Watkins.
Oh,
sure. So, yep, I know.
We all know who that is.
One in six teenagers between 15 and 17 have tried a vape at least once.
Oh, my God.
So they're trying, everyone's talking about smoking and people are now vaping. So they're just saying, look, guys, just cool back. So between now and May, the influencers will be on their platform saying, hey, guys, just don't do it.
So they're going to do it on their own platforms. Right. I thought it was going to be the no hate campaign.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be on their own platform.
Right.
Saying,
okay.
Do you want to know how I get my high? Breathing oxygen and drinking lots of water.
Save.
Look at you.
There we go.
No one asked us to be part of the campaign.
Chocolate milk before bedtime, you too.
Okay.
Hit us with story number two.
Right,
Matt.
Let's go. So police have been called in at Scotland at a Willy Wonka experience. Do you know why?
Yeah, Beck, we're about to talk about this in depth.
No.
It's totally fine. It's because apparently it was an absolute scam. They had...
And a schmozzle.
I mean, they basically...
Is this for the movie?
I think it was like a set aside from the movie.
Okay.
And it was literally like a warehouse, am I wrong, Beck? Where they just, some guy had AI-generated images of Willy Wonka, like this incredible interactive experience.
Amazing.
And they rock up and it's like
Just blood really, shed.
Yeah, and like just like draped things on the wall. Oh. Someone dressed as an Oompa Loompa.
You know, like the Late Show years ago used to have S World. You know, sort of that sort of thing. And yeah, there was a poor worker that just looked okay. So bored.
Yeah. Terrible.
Parents were ringing police going, "We've been ripped off. This is a scam."
Okay. Well,
they shut it down.
Good. And that's another reason not to visit Scotland. So there you go. All right, let's finish strong.
The
back.
Third one. What a game last night. I was in the crowd.
Oh, you went to the Matildas game.
I went to the Matildas game with my family. My daughter
I know,
is,
she's obsessed.
She loves, well, she's a goalkeeper.
Oh, did you get yourself a Mackenzie Arnold jersey?
My son has been begging me for a Mackenzie Arnold shirt, but the line was so long. Yeah. But what was beautiful, there were so many purple shirts
oh,
in the crowd.
Oh, that's so great.
So I do have to get one for Jack because yeah. Macca is his favourite player
oh,
in the world.
Lovely.
And Katie was very excited. Her favourite player, Hayley Rasso, scored.
Hayley Rasso.
Very cool.
Real Madrid 10 player.
She loves Michelle Heyman now, which is awesome.
Oh, scored
anyway,
a hat-trick last night.
Four
goals, yeah.
She got a
double
hat-trick and then got a four.
There you
oh,
go.
My God.
But anyway, when did the first goal go up on the board? It was an own goal.
Yeah. It was in the first minute.
Yes,
wasn't it?
I'll
yeah.
take that. 34 seconds.
34 seconds.
Beck told me this morning that she hadn't even sat down yet, and they were like,
oh,
what's going on?
Yeah,
and
it was, like, it was, what happened?
It was an own goal as well, wasn't it?
It was. So Katrina Torpy kicked it, but then, yeah, got off the boot of one of the defenders for Uzbekistan. So
just a casual day at the office, the old 10-0 against Uzbekistan for the Tillies.
I felt for the goalies last night, but, you know, Beck having a daughter as a goalie.
She got lots of touches, the goalkeeper for the other teams. That's good. Hey.
Number 13, the substitute came on. She saved quite a few.
I was going to say, hopefully she didn't have to play the full game, whoever the goalkeeper was. Well, Beck.
And poor Mackenzie Arnold, I think she did one or two saves and then spent the rest of the time going...
She was bored, Jess. It's better to lose by 10-0 than to win by 10-0.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Jess, this is the first time we've done this in 2024. Late last year, I decided I needed to shake up my career a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, after doing this for coming up on 10 years now, I thought... You know, I just feel like I've been such a cookie-cutter radio announcer. I'm just such a people pleaser, just bringing fun to the show. And there's other levels and layers to me, you know?
So true.
As Shrek once famously said, ogres are just like onions. They have layers.
And Tim is just like an ogre.
Yeah.
He has emotions.
Yes. And that's why I've started doing big calls. I've become a bit of a shock jock. So this is the part of the show where I'm going to speak and I don't care what you think.
Well, because like a lot of radio announcers are full-time shock jocks, Tim.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exhausting. You just
I actually could not.
But I will give you the time to be a bit of a shock jock right here.
And then there'll be a part where you call up and you're like, you could agree with me, disagree with me. That's the fun part of the big call.
It doesn't matter. Not like you care either
way. No, I don't care. What a lot of people say about my big calls is, Tim... They're always about food. Like, literally every big call you've ever made has been about food. And to that, I say, this one is also about food.
Of course it is!
Cheesecake is the best type of cake. Cheesecake is better than cake.
Yeah.
Like, I literally, now cheesecake is above. And then there's sponge, chocolate, ice cream cake.
Is cheesecake actually cake, though? Or is it cheese?
Oh, no. Well, they don't call it a cheese pie.
Yeah.
They don't call it a cheese tomato. It's a cheese cake. Cheesecake is the best cake.
What about potato cake, then? Is potato cake a cake?
Yep. I think you're mistaking me for someone who cares.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir.
I don't care. Because so
my wedding cake isn't going to be cheesecake, unfortunately, Tim.
Where do I return the invitation? Is it P.O. Box, get stuffed.
We've gone chocolate mud and apple and vanilla.
Why are you? That's your own wedding cake you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. Akshay chose the wedding
your fiance,
cake flavors.
Right.
He does. He got weirdly specific about certain things and he... Anyway, that's a different conversation.
Now I really don't care. I know like the whole fun of this is I don't care, but I don't care about that. Cheesecake is superior. Don't get me wrong. I used to love a sponge cake with like cream and jam. That was
Who doesn't? Go-to.
Never been a fan of chocolate cake, like ever, but I don't like chocolate. I know. Shut up.
I don't want to burst your bubble, but I know there is a cake you like more than cheesecake.
What?
Chocky Ripple.
Oh, no, that's a sometimes cake.
What do you mean?
Nah, genuinely, cheesecake like a strawberry cheesecake. Or
better
like
than a choc ripple.
Or a Basque cheesecake.
You're going to look me in the eye and you're going to tell me that cheesecake is better than choc ripple. Don't you dare flip those birds at me. How dare you?
I hope the cameras have got the blur effect on. Which, where's the camera? There you are. Got a couple of cameras in the studio. 5223295. This is the part of my rant where you call up and you say, A, you can tell me to shut up. I don't care if you do. You can say, Tim, I agree cheesecake is the best form of cake. Even though I agree with you, I probably won't care.
Sure.
But that's the point of being a shock jock every now and then.
It's a big call, Tim.
That's why it's not a little call. That's why Lil Wayne never hits as hard as Big Sean.
Ah.
Because Big Sean has big calls, just like Big Tim. 5223295. I know it's pretty shocking. Cheesecake is the best type of cake. Again, this is the part of my rant where you are allowed to call up and then we will just hash it out.
Fair enough.
And then after we've hashed it out, I'll stop being a shock jock because it's too much for me. David from Norlane. This is the part of my big call where people call up during my rant and then you can say whatever you want, but I will just give you the heads up that I won't care, okay?
Okay. Well, it's a bit sad that you won't care because I have to agree that the French Vanilla home brand cheesecake is the best cheesecake.
Home brand, wow.
Home brand to where?
It has to be home brand. Pardon?
Home brand from where?
Like, is it just like a stance?
Coles is the top tier. And then all the other supermarket brands come a close second.
Sound like an educated man. I really do want to care. But I feel like I've lent into it.
You should because the beauty of it is if you can't wait for it to defrost, you can also eat it like a bowl of ice cream. On your own for less than $5.
On your own?
How big is this cheesecake? Like, how many is it meant to serve?
I can serve however many you want, depending on how small the slice is.
Oh, yeah.
David, well, have you got a cut of these cheesecakes?
Ultimately, you can do it in a sitting of one or share it of a family of five.
I was going to say, because, like, a slither is a slither at the end of the day, David. I mean, you are an educated man. I just have
Tim,
really...
It sounds like you're almost caring.
No, I don't. Sorry, just a second. Don't care. But David, I'm glad you're seeing the light. And actually what we can agree on is that we're both right, so therefore strength in numbers, and the more people that are wrong are dumber.
Nah, chocolate cake's the best.
Nah, I'll take Timmy's view on this.
Jess, I think you're forgetting that David and I don't care.
Oh, David doesn't care either now.
No, David, you don't care what Jess thinks, do you?
No, not at all. If you don't like cheesecake, you're out the window.
Thank you, David.
This is David. David's
I do like cheesecake.
David's genuinely more controversial than I think I've been the whole entire time.
Yeah, I feel like David might be the shock jock, Tim.
I'm a bit scared of David. And the fact that he doesn't care, it's quite alarming.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.